Well, first, Professor Campbell, just your overall general impressions about the results last night. Mitt Romney winning 6 of the 10 states, but Rick Santorum, of course, coming up with 3. Who came out, I guess, with the momentum after last night?
I think it pretty much left the race where it was. We have Mitt Romney as the front runner, albeit a weak front runner, and Santorum appears to be his major rival at this point, although Newt Gingrich continues to hang on. So despite the fact that we had these 10 contests, I think the race is pretty much as it was. Mitt Romney has inched forward or continues to inch forward toward the nomination, but he's still faces some serious challenges.
This, of course, pushes the likelihood that the New York State primary will almost assuredly mean a lot in this particular race. How do you think that is going to play out in New York State? What will we see from these candidates, which, of course, you know, there's a conservative element inside that Republican Party that I don't know if it traditionally plays particularly well here in New York State. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think it's wide open. I think what we're likely to see is what we have seen. That is, you know, Mitt Romney is the candidate of the establishment party. He spends a lot more money than his rivals. He has some greater polling power with some swing voters, it seems, or at least he has an organization that can get out the vote. On the other hand, you know, we have some enthusiasm in the base for a more conservative candidate and a resistance to Romney. And I think the governor's primary of a couple of years ago between Rick Blasio and Kyle Palladino may be indicative of the potential for some real competition here.
Let's talk about that then. I mean, the possibility that Rick Santorum, I guess we're kind of pitting him as the number one of the conservative base of that of the Republican Party. Do you think there will be enthusiasm, specifically even here in Western New York, for his candidacy?
I think it's that's an open question. We have to see how well he does between now and then. But you know, at this point, you know, he was able to basically push Romney to pretty close to a tie in Ohio, even though Romney greatly outspent him. So we'll just have to see. You know, it doesn't seem to be that there's much in the way of momentum in this race. It's pretty much the same kind of the same story in each contest. And you know, Romney is clearly the front runner, but you know, he's not a very strong front runner at this point, you'd have to say.
And then just to follow that up, the final question is beyond New York. I mean, can you see getting to a convention with no clear-cut winner? Is that a possibility? And if that were the case, what would you expect then?
Well, it is a possibility. It continues to be a remote possibility because we start running into more winner-take-all states. And if things continue as they have been, Romney will have accumulated enough delegates to win at that point. But there's still an outside chance the delegates could be divided up enough that it could wind up as a brokered convention, and then anything's possible.
And we haven't seen one of those in so very, very long. It's almost unimaginable, but Ken, maybe you give us your view of what that would finally look like.
Well, I think, you know, you'd go to the first round of balloting and see the relative strengths of the candidates, and then whether the delegates want to open things up to another possibility, or whether some deal can be struck among the existing candidates. Again, that's with a brokered convention, kind of all bets are off.
Any possibility of somebody swooping in at the last second? I recall back in the 70s hearing of those possibilities happening in the Democratic wing. They never really did happen, but your thoughts on that?
Well, in history, we've had cases, they call them dark horse candidates. So, yeah, they could turn to someone who's not in the race at this point if it turns out to be deadlocked among those candidates with delegates that have been earned.
Any name in mind that you think would fill it?
The field is wide open. I mean, you know, of course, there is talk of Sarah Palin. I think that's remote. Mitch Daniels, Chris Christie. So there are a lot of prominent Republicans who had decided for one reason or another not to make the race this time. And, you know, those names would resurface, I think, if we got to that point.
Professor Campbell, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Glad to be on.